Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." My dear fellow pilgrims who have made the journey once again to come to the foot of that cursed tree, that holy cross of Christ. There is great conflict within me every single Good Friday, and I have learned to not deny it or to try to resolve it. Sorrow and relief, God's justice, and God's love, a gruesome death that produces abundant life, tears of grief, tears of rejoicing. All these paradoxes flow together in our heart when we come to Christ's cross. And as we stand there and gaze in wonder and awe at Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of Man, dying. Throughout our Lenten journey this year, friends, we have considered these paradoxes. That in his passion, the suffering servant of the Lord for us is at the same time stressed but strengthened, betrayed but willing, condemned but innocent, abused but patient, exhausted but determined, crucified but strong. And tonight, on this Friday, we call good one more paradox: died but not defeated, died but triumphant. Hear the word in Matthew 27. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." What do you hear when he says, "Your Lord Jesus"? What do you hear when he says, "My God has forsaken me"? I hear the seriousness of my own sin in a way that I will never forget, because God is just. And there is a just punishment for ignoring his will, breaking his commands, going my way when my way is different from his way, sinning. And that just punishment is separation from God. It's being absent from his love, torn away from it. It's being forsaken by God. And yet the man on the middle cross, the one who says that he is forsaken by God, is the only man who has ever walked the face of this earth who never sinned. And so, does it not cut us to the heart when we hear him suffer this forsakenness of God and know that it is ours? He suffers not for sins he committed, not the guilt of a curse that he incurred. That's our sin. That's our curse. Forsaken. And this is the sorrow of Good Friday. But there is not only sorrow when you hear him say, "My God has forsaken me." If you have ever wondered if your sins have been paid for, even that one sin, if you have ever wondered if your sins have been removed, if they've been forgiven, wonder no more when you hear that word forsaken. Because every torment of hell, every punishment that can possibly come down on sin, is all bound up in that word, and it all fell on him. He is the sin bearer. How does the Lamb of God take away the sins of the world, your sins, mine? This is exactly how, willingly, lovingly, he went to the cross, and there he hung between a holy God and us very unholy people, and there the cost of every one of our sins was paid. There the price of every curse upon us was paid. There he was forsaken, so that we will never be. And this is the triumph of the cross. And as he's dying, he wants you to know that triumph. Did you notice that his last breath is not that of a confused, tragic victim, of a man who doesn't know what is happening to him, of a man who has his life draining away from him? Oh, no. Oh, pilgrim at the foot of the cross, mark this well. Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And then he gave up his spirit. That's the good shepherd who once said, "No one will ever take my life from me, but I will lay it down of my own accord, and I will take it up again by my own strength." That's triumph. That's victory. That's victory over our sins. That's victory over our death by his death. That's victory over Satan, because at the cross, he crushed that serpent's head. This is the triumph of Christ crucified. And so I ask you tonight, as you look at any depiction of Christ's crucifixion, whether it be the painting that is in front of you right now, or any other artistic rendering, what do you see? Do you see yourself there? Because you were there when they crucified my Lord. You were there in that word of forgiveness that he offered you. You were there in his heart of love that held him to the cross far more than any nails did. You were there at the death of the Son of God, and by his death, he paid for your sins and gives you eternal life. Oh, this Friday is good. So good. And truly, this is our friend in whose sweet praise we all our days could gladly spend. Amen.
This message was a production of St. Marcus Lutheran Church. For similar content, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or our YouTube channel. For more information about how to support our urban gospel ministry in Milwaukee, please visit stmarcus.org.